traffic jams, tailgating, pileups. Ugh, the joys of driving. How could it get worse? The federal government wants to have a say in what you drive. That's right. The Biden administration's EPA is pushing mandates that would ban 2 out of every 3 vehicles on the road today. Don't let Washington become your backseat driver. Protect the freedom of driving your way. Visit energycitizens.org. Paid for by the American Petroleum Institute.
Like I said, I believe someone will end up face down here and KO'd. And quite honestly, that's what I want, because that's called epic viewing.
Who do you want to be face down?
I quite like you, actually. Like,
How you feeling? How you feeling, champ?
Horrible.
Why?
Let me do my intro.
Okay.
Keep it classic. Welcome back to Impulsive, the number one podcast in the world. Thank you guys for listening, watching, viewing, subscribing. If you're not subscribed, hit that button for me. Currently post-press conference. KSI versus Logan Paul. We're at the convention center still. Yep. They set out Impulsive for us here. And guys...
That got heated.
I'm gonna have to pull it together here because I don't feel too good, bro.
It's got to take a lot out of you.
I'm disappointed. Mm. I really am.
You thought he was going to bring a little more heat?
Yeah. I mean, like what he's I said he had no dick, and he said, ask your mom. And my mom said he had no dick.
Nothing.
Pam confirmed that your opponent has no penis. How do you feel about that, dude?
Well, that's unfortunate. Right, I don't know how you know that. But,
yeah, Pam, how do you know that?
How do you know? Oh, because she's a nurse.
Okay, that makes sense.
You can. She said you could tell because of the last outfit he was wearing.
So the big question I have is what did that Kong death comment?
That one hurt, dude. I sat down.
You gotta think about.
He said he was the coyote and I was Kong.
And you know what, bro?
I am Kong.
Mm.
Oh, I am Kong. I'm a fucking rise up.
I was not expecting that.
We did a lot of preparation and we knew that one was coming. And this the only rebuttal we had was like, yo, that was way fucked up.
Yeah.
Like, you ruined my day. And by the way, you kind of did, dude. Like, I miss Kong. I work out and I see him painted the mural on the wall.
I feel like that was locker room material he gave you. You know, that's like
locker room talk.
Yeah. No, you put the article up on the billboard. Did you guys ever do that back in high school?
What are you saying right now? You're just speaking a different language.
If your opponent says something shitty,
swimming locker rooms.
That's right, locker room talk.
Swimming locker rooms
got different weird shit going on.
They were Speedos and stuff.
Yeah.
They were Speedos.
Yeah. But, dude, the only thing I could think when I saw all of it going down was, wow, this kid cannot talk trash. He cannot talk trash. And by the way, why talk trash if there's no chance you could back it up? Like, he should have just laid down on the fucking stage he's going to do in the ring.
Last year, I thought he did a good job.
Mm-hmm.
Last year, I did. I mean, bro, similar to me, large ego, little bit of a punk, can be an asshole 90% of the time. So I thought he was going to come with that energy. And he's seated. He's laughing with his coach, trying to like play everything I say off. This isn't funny to me, dude. Like, his coach Vidal tries to make YouTube videos. And bro, when I looked him in the eye, the first thing I saw, he has a little brown spot from where
shit.
I popped his blood vessel in his eye from last year.
There we go.
It's about probably half a centimeter in diameter or in length. And I was telling him, I'm like, bro, you're like, that is going to be with you for the rest of your life. That was from the last fight with headgear.
Yeah.
This is no headgear.
No, this is 10-ounce gloves. Man.
And he tried to bring up the, he's like, yo, I have the belt. Like, what fucking belt?
It's the wrong belt.
The amateur YouTube boxing belt.
Right.
It's like bringing a white belt to a black belt competition. Like, no one gives a fuck, dude. It doesn't matter. It's meaningless, bro. At this point, you had headgear on, dude.
I said the fight was going to be won or lost today, and can confidently say I'm walking home and going home after this, and I am 10 times more confident. You guys saw me this morning. I was a little lazy. I was a little lethargic. I was a little under the weather. Felt kind of sleepy.
Yeah.
And
I like how Shannon said the training camp starts today. Do you feel that way?
Absolutely.
How?
I mean, bro, like, why? I'm not one to ever not go as hard as I can. Mm-hmm. So, I mean, you've been at the house. This past week has been fucking, it's a death camp.
I reported it as a death camp to the Metro the other day. I had to deal with Viewpoint. They're pissed off about that one.
But yeah.
The PR team. But like, listen, like, I don't even like waking up at the house right now. I got people throwing punches at me. They're making me eat 8,000 to 9,000 calories a day. I'm not even fucking fighting, dude. I'm just watching. Yeah. Like it's wild, bro. It's like literally like living in North Korea or something.
Yeah.
Shit, dude.
Yeah. 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 We had some fun out there. It's gonna be dope. November 9th on DAZN. I'm gonna beat the shit out of this kid. I am so excited. It's a privilege. It's a privilege and an honor. Mm. I get to do that. All right, guys. We got two very special guests today. I want to bring them out right now. Special episode today. As you guys know, we're here on site at the Staples Center. We're going to get an inside look at the creation and promotion of this fight, as we know is a bit unorthodox. We would not be here today without these two people, the executive vice president of DAZN, Joe Markowski, and the head of Matchroom Boxing Promotions, Eddie Hearn. Hey, are tickets on sale right now?
Tickets are on sale.
That's
tickets
incredible.
Tickets are on sale. I did a great job promoting it because I failed to mention it at a press conference. So that's gone really well. Because I was just, you guys just threw me off my thing.
You say a lot on interview camera.
Yeah, yeah.
And I was wondering how hard it is to be able to hit those call to actions every time you talk. Because you're promoting like 8 different fights right now.
Yeah, but I never have a script. Every promoter writes things down. I just don't like it because I think it's unorthodox. And if you speak from the heart with passion on a project that you're working on, you should really know it. And if you miss one bit every now and again, like a small minor detail, like tickets are on sale now, then that's okay. You know, it's no big deal. So yeah, fuck it. So we just tweet it anyway. So
you got a great accent too.
Thanks, you can kind of really get away appreciate with it. You got a great headband as well. I really like that.
I heard is that a Cockney accent?
Yes.
I heard your dad was a gangster.
He took the entrance exam but failed. But he's like
that's pretty gangster.
He's an old school boxing promoter. I grew up in boxing.
Okay.
So you know, that's why, like I said, the first fight that you guys did was, you know, I tried to sort of, that's horrible. Like, it's not, you know, I had a show the same night. I sold 6,000 tickets. You sold 20,000 tickets, you know. I did a couple of 100,000 on a free-to-air sports channel. You did 1.2 million pay-per-view buys. So the second time around, I was like, these fuckers rematch. I'm not missing out on the money. So thankfully, DAZN came in and they've got the perfect new platform and audience that has a great synergy with you guys. And, you know, of course, it's weird seeing all that today, because when we finished the press conference, I left the stage and I walked to the here and I walked past all the fans and no one said a word to me, which is quite like, no, but that's good because they're new fans, right? They're not fans yet. So my whole objective with this thing is, one, to make it an event that everybody watches. And, you know, from a social media perspective, it's groundbreaking. But also to try and, I'm that passionate about boxing that I want people to see that this is a real fight. This is dangerous. The undercard's going to be insane. Devin Haney, Billy Joe Saunders, world championship boxing as well. So we can try and maintain a little bit of that audience as well. And we're learning all the time. You know, we're learning from you guys. Now, we had, I think, 700,000 or 800,000 people watching that press conference live between you and KSI and our stuff. Like, that's very unusual for the sport of boxing.
That was the same as last year too, which is good.
Yeah, and there's plenty more to come. But people will say, "Oh, that was ridiculous." It's like you got to overcome that and say, "Yeah, but you know, these people, we got to show them boxing and real boxing this time." And I'm so excited, especially meeting you for the first time today, because you're in good shape.
Thank you.
I mean, you're a fucking big guy.
55 days out, dude.
Yeah,
like literally. But,
honestly, I don't know yet whether you two really, I know you've shared the ring together, but this is a different sport now with the 10-ounce gloves and no head guards. And someone will get sensationally knocked out.
Sensationally.
Knocked
I like
out.
That. I know. I like that word.
But that's quite exciting. And I think what people don't realize is they can criticize you and the event as much as you want. You're still walking out in front of 20,000 people at the Staples Center to fight another man, like with no protection.
And how many people watching at home?
Millions around the world. Millions, you know. But it's more, that's gladiatorial. Like, that's serious stuff. It's not, you know, and it's like when you talk about UFC and stuff like that. It's fucking dangerous.
Yep.
Boxing is dangerous.
Traffic jams, tailgating, pileups. Ugh, the joys of driving. How could it get worse? The federal government wants to have a say in what you drive. That's right. The Biden administration's EPA is pushing mandates that would ban 2 out of every 3 vehicles on the road today. Don't let Washington become your backseat driver. Protect the freedom of driving your way. Visit energycitizens.org. Paid for by the American Petroleum Institute.
And you guys are going to be swinging. You're both big guys. You're both going to be in shape.
Yep.
You can both hit. But you can't absorb the same punishment that you both took last time,
yep,
this time around. It's physically impossible. So it's going to be a really good fight.
Yeah.
Like the commission, Andy Foster, like he said to me, you know, obviously they granted you both a license. He's like, I watched the first fight. It was pretty good.
Yeah.
And it was, you know, I'm not saying it's world championship level, but it wouldn't have looked out of place,
yeah,
on a professional fight card. And this time we do it for real.
Amazing. And how did the partnership happen here? Was this your idea first, Eddie?
Yeah, I mean, Joe will talk separately. I mean, we did a deal with The Zone to produce 16 shows exclusively for them in the US a year. We do like 24 shows in the UK. Mm. We do 8 in Italy, some in Germany. We do about 50 fight cards a year, basically every week all around the world. The Zone, who we work with in multiple territories, Japan, Germany, Italy, Canada, Spain, etc., launched in the US. They launched looking at fight sports. And then we've been talking about this idea for like 6 months.
Really?
And it was just like...
Longer than that.
Yeah. And it's like the perfect audience for a streaming service. Mm. You know, these people have to be tech savvy.
I watch every single one of Ryan Garcia's fights on DAZN.
Yeah.
Every single one.
But it's amazing for us. Eddie's right. Obviously, we're trying to attract a new audience to boxing.
Yep.
We feel that boxing has been its worst enemy over the last 20 or 30 years. There's no other sport that takes its biggest moments and puts them behind a really expensive paywall, yeah, and makes it impossible for a lot of people to afford it, to find it, to buy it. It's like taking the Super Bowl and putting it behind a $100 paywall.
I'm surprised that you guys were the first to figure out how big influencer can be,
yeah,
in terms of driving new eyes, yeah, to a sport, for sure, or some sort of professional entity. And I think more than just what you do for this fight, and what that means to you for your personal careers, I think this is going to turn into something much larger,
yeah,
down the line. NBA and like MLB, all that shit.
We've had people come on. I mean, obviously, you know, we've got to discuss Jake as well at some point.
Can we talk about that?
Yeah.
So I was going to ask. Mm. He made his video, and at first you were anti YouTubers, and he said you guys spoke for 2 minutes. I don't know if that's an ample amount of time to make a deal.
Where I sat with it was, it's not that I'm against YouTubers on the card. It was just that when I'm speaking to the boxing media, I'm sort of saying that this isn't going to be a YouTube event. You know, this is a YouTube fight, but they're pro fighters, right, and we've got world championship boxers on the undercard. Mm. So it's not that I'm ruling out other you know, fights on the card. That's a conversation to be had with us and DAZN and, you know, you guys as well. And we'll have that conversation as well. We want as many eyeballs on this. We're learning on the job in this market. You're the experts in this market. Yep. You know, we know how to promote fights, but this is a totally new audience. Mm. And we believe in you. That's why we've invested the money, and that's why we're here. And you guys are geniuses at what you do. So there's conversations to be had. I mean, there's also the element of, there's going to be a huge amount of subscribers who join DAZN on November the 9th. I mean, there'll be them building up, but basically, as you know from the previous sales of pay-per-view, they all buy on the day, right? So when you've got a monthly subscription, as you do with DAZN, or you've got an annual pass, you know, we need to incentivize those people to return for month two or to buy the annual pass. And that's what we were talking about earlier. I think this is going to open up a whole new audience where people are going to come forward and go, do you know what? I want to do that.
It's better for boxing if he fights a month or 2 months after you fight.
Oh.
Because if he fights on your undercard, then your audience comes in and goes, great, that was a great night. I got what I came to for. I'm off. And I'm not watching Ryan Garcia the following month. I'm not watching Canelo Alvarez. If he fights 2 months later, your massive audience stays around and watches him. And that's good for boxing. It's good for you guys.
He's already told me that once you knock out KSI, he wants your leftovers.
But why not?
Here, come here. Yeah, he does.
Paul, ladies and gentlemen.
The whole Paul family wants a piece of JJ.
As he sits down, I have a quick question. With the whole world watching fight number one, to me, it seems a little risky to start making a bet on fight number two instead of taking all of your firepower and jamming it into fight one to make sure that it's successful. And when you look at Jake Paul, who has the power to drive a whole other set of eyes to the sport, why not lock that first night in and then worry about night two? I can promise you there's 100 other influencers who, if you promise the bag that these guys are looking at, that we're not talking about today, by the way, to someone else, you can get them to fight too, and
drive
the
eyes. That's a longer-term strategy for us, whether we view this as a one-off event or something we're going to start doing frequently. You know, and I don't know the answer to that. Like, what I know is this is wasn't risky for us, but it was like quite bold where we were the ones. We knew we were going to get loads of shit from all the other promoters. They'd already come on and say, it's a joke. What is Eddie Hearn doing? He's embarrassing, you know, et cetera, et cetera. But they'll also be watching on November 9 going, fuck, like I did the first time around, you know? So that's where we got to look at the strategy moving forward. And there's a strategy behind everything. If that's to bring Jake on the card and it's going to make it a bigger event, it's going to do bigger numbers for the zone, that's something we definitely look at as well. Whether that's boxing him in December or like he said, I'll box every month. You know, but it's just about strategy moving forward. We can't just make our business, oh yeah, everybody, like, do you want to go? Do you want to go? You know.
Yeah, there's
like,
strategy.
Yeah, there's got to be strategy and there's got to be skill. Yeah. And I don't want people, like you did one fight on that last card. It was terrible. Like, I can't remember
the one,
what it was
with
early
the kids with dancing.
Yeah, I mean, I was like.
That's where the YouTubers get tricky because they try to be YouTubers in a boxing ring.
I know. And for me, someone who grew up around the sport, that don't sit great with me. But then I watched you two fight and I was like, okay, you can fight. You won by stoppage last time out.
Yeah.
Do you know what I mean? So
that's what I want to say, though, is why not use the marketing from this first fight? As a promoter, it's your job to build fighters and to build personas and to build narratives so that you get more sales in the future. So why not use the first fight as me on the fight before KSI and Logan, and I then win again, and that's more marketing, more people in the boxing community knowing my name to then sell against for the future versus like me just coming out of nowhere on the
I probably platform. Want you to fight a pro, a very limited pro. But you know, like we've got all our young kids starting out who have turned pro. The guys they're fighting, no disrespect to them. They're not, you know, they're journeyman guys. But I don't really, I'd almost rather you took, there was a different spin on it. Do you understand what I'm saying? Like, I don't know. But listen, that's another conversation, and we've got to talk money. Because he's fucking expensive.
Traffic jams, tailgating, pileups. Ugh, the joys of driving. How could it get worse? The federal government wants to have a say in what you drive. That's right. The Biden administration's EPA is pushing mandates that would ban 2 out of every 3 vehicles on the road today. Don't let Washington become your backseat driver. Protect the freedom of driving your way. Visit energycitizens.org. Paid for by the American Petroleum Institute.
You know?
Cardiac glasses.
Richard Midley.
So, you know.
But luckily,
we're sitting next to the guy who holds the purse strings. So,
hey, talk to us.
But to your point about marketing and the size of the audience, we've got so many major boxing events in the course of the next few months that the audience is going to get bigger and bigger and bigger. So it's not like on November the 9th, that's going to be the peak DAZN audience of all time. We've got Anthony Joshua fighting Andrew Ruiz on the 7th of December. That's the biggest fight in boxing this year. It's huge. We've got Canelo Alvarez on November the 2nd. We've got your fight November the 9th and the undercard around it. It's like a season, right? So the audience is going to get bigger and bigger and you're going to have an opportunity to fight, you know, with real boxing fans and the broader sort of audience that you bring later on in the year, early next year. We're open to that.
Who are these guys that he wants you to fight?
He's a YouTuber who fought on both of KSI's previous undercards. I think he's good too. The kid puts on a show.
That's why he wants him to fight.
And then there's other people that fought on that same undercard that have multiple fights. They're like black belts in different like karate forms and stuff like that. And the guy who KSI wants me to fight, like their fight got around like 700,000 viewers on the re-upload. There's another guy named Faye Sensei who's got a million views on the re-upload of his fight. So I think that between those two, those are legitimate fighters who have trained before. They've fought on this undercard. People know who they are. I understand your point with like fighting like a limited pro, and I think that's definitely a possibility. But I think my fans, my younger fans, different fans than him. I'm from Disney. I have a younger fan base, and I think they would only get excited with. They obviously want to see me fight, but for them to be fully invested, they would want to see me fight someone that they know of, a name person that they'd be like, oh, I know who that is. Even KSI talking about like him fighting his friend Gibb, like Gibb is big in the UK, but that audience is already going to come to watch KSI and Logan. I want to bring a new audience. No one in America knows who Gibb is. And that's not me being a dick and like me being Jake Paul and like, oh, no one knows who is that. Like genuinely, no one knows who Gibb is in America. And there's people like Faye Sensei. There's people like FuziTube who just knocked out a kid in sparring who want to fight me and who people in America respect, and that will bring a whole different audience. Faye Sensei, the group that he's a part of is probably one of the biggest social media groups in the world.
It'll be massive. Faye is one of the biggest things. How seriously are you guys taking this fight in comparison to like a Canelo Kovalev fight? Is it the same level of seriousness? Well, I just, the only reason I ask is because I'm looking at this DAZN flyer that you guys put out 21 hours ago, and he's not on it, but every other fight is on it for the season. Is it? Are you looking at it? Are you,
well, hang on.
That hurt yeah. me.
We talked about this.
I sent a message about that.
He's constantly about that. I got a bit of a bollocking. I would say we're going to use the audience, the channels that you control, to like, there'll be more marketing in your channels for this fight. It's a huge fight. It is a huge fight. And like I care about subscribers.
But what
this
about
fight will do an equivalent number to any of the big, one of the biggest fights we've ever done in the history of
what about like a consistency of messaging though? Like don't you want to start to position these guys as professional as 100%. Ruiz and a Joshua?
100%.
Yeah. But again, if you're worried about subscribers, and then the second thing that comes after that is churn, which we talked about, and it's like the people coming off after this fight, it's like I said to Eddie, it's like, use this fight to build me and then use me again to keep that churn rate going. There's so many influencers that want to fight. I think this I think we are on the brink of like something huge where influencers are training and wanting to do this, and it becomes a legitimate thing.
We agree. We want you to fight.
The success of this event will show us that. I think what's going to be interesting as well is last time it was a pay-per-view model on YouTube, which is a pay structure or more importantly, a channel that they're very familiar with. So this time it's about making sure we all collectively push the DAZN product as well, which is a great product for fight fans, but also to educate them about where to find it, where it is, how to digest it and how to subscribe. So, you know, and that's why... It's what you guys do. Yep. I mean, we've got the Matchroom Boxing YouTube channel, which I want to put a shout out because we've only got 80,000 fucking subscribers. So we need your help. You know, you're geniuses in that kind of thing, you know, and we're all learning. This is an amazing world. You know, and I know you guys are really deep into it, but for us to come in like and see that today, like, you know, I've been involved in some big fights.
I was going to say, what do you think of that, the press conference?
Yeah, I mean, the chat was interesting, backwards and forwards, but that was like, it's directed towards your audience, right? That's what they want to hear, they want to see. I've not had, it's kind of like the pat, like when you go, I said to someone in there, you could be at a Canelo press conference, you might not see the crowd, and Mexicans are extremely passionate people, respond with the same passion as they did today, you know?
Yeah.
And with all due respect, you two guys are social media guys, or YouTubers, or whatever you want to call yourself. It's crazy. But it's the world we live in today where the younger generation, I've got two daughters, 9 and 7, they're heroes and they're icons. They're not, you know, they're not like they're this Olympian.
Who do they want to win?
They don't know you or KSI. They're too young. No, they're too young.
Do they watch Bizarre Park?
No, they're who's the girl, the young girl?
JoJo Siwa.
Yeah, JoJo Siwa.
One of my great friends.
Yeah.
I'll have her there.
Yeah, good. You okay. Yes.
Yeah. Oh, mate, that would be. You want JoJo Siwa? England.
Mate, yeah. Anyway, if you could get a video message from JoJo Siwa, I think we've got a great chance of getting your fight up.
Hey, Eddie.
Yeah.
I know you have to go soon. You're a traveling man. A lot of press conferences, a lot of boxing business. What round do you think I'm gonna knock KSI out in?
You know, like with the head to head today. I know I was the closest person to the whole thing. So I heard everything you were saying, with your personal bits going backwards and forwards as well. But looking in the eye of the opponent, like any professional fighter will say that they don't care what's said at a press conference. Yeah. Like, and there's nowadays, there isn't really a load of shit talk. It's mainly, I had a great camp. You know, it's actually quite
It's boring. JoJo.
Hey.
Hi, JoJo.
Oh,
JoJo,
hold on.
Yeah, JoJo, how do you feel about a Matchroom boxing bow? Would you do that if Jake's on the undercard? A Matchroom boxing bow?
Probably sell like 20 million of them.
KSI.
JoJo, this is really random, right? Do you mind saying to me, hello, Isabella and Sophia?
Only if Jake's on the undercard.
Oh!
Hold on. Hold on, can you do that for me? Thank you so much. Oh, mate, that's unbelievable.
Love you.
Bro, man. You just gave him the golden goose. You should have held out for the contract, Jake.
No.
Now he's got no need for you anymore.
The gesture of goodwill goes a long way. You know what I mean?
Talk to me. Looking in the eye.
Yeah, like that's for me is, I think you learn a lot about each. I mean, you've shared a ring before. You've felt his power. He's felt your power. generally, when you share a ring with someone, I think you know deep inside the true result of the next fight, like, and where you're at mentally. It's a bit like Joshua Ruiz. You know, like, he got put down four times. Does he really believe that he can overcome him in the rematch? You know, this time around, I think that it's how the fight unfolds. I think you both, with your inexperience, have the ability to completely lose your mind in the madness of the event, which means that as soon as the first shot comes out and everybody starts just swinging for the rafters, anyone's capable of getting knocked out. Mm. And that's what I keep saying about these 10-ounce gloves. Like, it's so exciting because, you know, I don't want to see if you get knocked out, but it's very likely, you know, because you're going to throw punches, you're going to take risks. And that's why I want people to see the beauty of boxing, because it's so raw, this sport, and it's so dangerous and it's so thrilling that once you two start unloading shots on each other, you won't stop. And someone will get caught, someone will get hurt, someone will get backed up against the ropes, someone will go in. And like I said, I believe someone will end up face down here and KO'd. And quite honestly, that's what I want, because that's called epic viewing.
Who do you want to be face down?
I quite like you, actually. Like, it's the first time I've ever met you today. I did a podcast. I've got my own podcast.
Oh, here we go.
Yeah, you can do it. Yeah. It's number one in the UK. Just want to put it out there.
You're number one in the world.
Thanks, mate. Yeah. First guest was KSI. Yeah. Wow. So, yeah.
You started it.
Last guest was Logan. No, but I quite like it. I respect you guys for what you've done, because you're trailblazers, you know? And, we all work very hard. Like, I work as hard as I can 24 hours a day, or as long as I'm awake. So, and this is a pleasure to be involved with. We've had a bit of stick, a bit of criticism, which we expected, but we're all in. We're all working together to make this as big as possible. So, may the best man win.
Do you have any tricks up your sleeve for the promotion of this fight? Anything that you haven't pulled out yet?
These guys, like, generally I would, you know, but you don't need it with these guys. Like today I was like, what we say in England, a spare prick at a wedding. You know, I was just sort of, let's talk boxing. Your mum, where's your mum at? I'm like, fuck. So I just think with their platform and their audience, you know, we just got to be smart. We've got to be creative. We've got to try and keep the credibility. Mm. That's why we talk about Devin Haney and like people like Devin Haney, I believe is an ex Floyd Mayweather. He's like, can you get me on that card? You know?
I saw that.
Yeah, I know. I saw you tweet last night and he's like, yeah, yeah.
Jake's the next.
The Matrix.
Yeah. I tweeted so, Devin Haney. He wants to fight last night. He knocked the dude out.
Yeah, he wants to. You know, he's on the card, but he was like, amazing. Can I get on that? So
amazing.
You know, it's going to be.
That's so cool, man.
Is there a scenario where it benefits Jake to financially or in some other way to wait and not be on this card?
Yeah, I believe so. Yeah. But that's up to these guys. I think, you know, 100%. We want Jake involved, whether he's fighting on the card, whether he's fighting a month later, whether he's working on the promotion of this event. Of course, he's a big influencer and, you know, he's part of the whole story. I mean, he blew smoke in. I hope there was nothing in that cigar, because JJ's got to do a drug test coming up with commission. Do you know what I mean? So,
I think it was straight to back.
Standard cigar.
Oh, good. Okay, we'll be
standard.
Okay.
Standard. Oh, blew smoke in his face.
I know. Hey, it didn't go down well. I was like, oh,
he was pissed. He was so mad.
I just want to end it by saying I've sold over like $30 million in merchandise, and KSI has only sold probably like $1 million. And it's like, I pull numbers.
What do you sell?
Let's talk. T-shirts, hoodies, backpacks, posters. Number one selling poster in Walmart.
Seem to be design subscriptions as well, we hope.
Where?
Hey, like and subscribe, bro.
Let's do it.
The zone sign up.
Let's go, champ.
Now.
Let's go.
We've got a meeting after this recording. We've got a meeting,
yeah,
right?
Yeah, let's,
are you coming to
let's
that
go,
meeting?
Yeah.
Let's go and talk.
Where are you going next?
I'm going to London. We've got a show in Florence on Thursday. So.
Hey, Josh was your fighter, right?
Yeah.
Is he working with KSI?
No, they did a shoot the other day on some, they work with a similar brand.
Okay.
So,
okay.
But I think we'll probably align. Mm. You know, bear in mind that fight's on the zone 4 weeks after your fight.
Yeah.
So we'll probably align you guys. KSI with AJ Bandy. I mean, look, he's your boy anyway.
He's our boy.
It's not a fake promotion. Like, you know Andy. He knows AJ.
The problem is, AJ and I kicked it in Dubai.
Yeah, I know he did. He told me that. Yeah. He's a good guy, huh?
Man.
Yeah. It's okay.
Is he partying as hard as everyone says he is, Ruiz? No.
Yeah. He had his 30th birthday party, wasn't it? You know,
you went to that, right? You were there.
Sober.
Yeah, he's focused.
And then we went. We had the press conference, I think, the week after that, didn't we?
Yeah.
Listen, he just won the heavyweight world championship. He just made double-digit millions in two fights. Let him enjoy himself.
Yeah, facts.
Hey, make sure he comes in out of shape for the AJ fight.
Another thing I need you guys to do is carve out a section for influencers at the Staples Center.
100%.
There are a lot of influencers that are excited about this fight. Mm. And, you know, it's not only about the ones in the ring, but it's about the ones talking about it on their on their Instagram stories 100%. For the fight. So we got to talk about that.
Mm. We want all your friends to be there.
Celebrities, too. Yeah.
Celebrities, influencers 100%. That all want to be at this fight because they know Jake.
That's the difference in promotion for this fight.
Yeah, we are being educated by you. Yeah.
Absolutely.
That's a big one. Yeah. Yeah. Use the power of the network, too.
Absolutely.
Like, he just FaceTimed Jojo Siwa. She's selling out 15,000-person arenas. Like.
Amazing. Mate, you just made me a hero at home. Thank you. I appreciate it.
You should write that into the comments.
Thank you, Eddie.
Thank you, Eddie.
Let's get Shannon Briggs in here.
Let's go, champ. Let's go.
Thank you guys for having me.
Let's go.
Yo, Shannon, one of the things I saw at that press conference out there was you getting into potentially the biggest shit-talking match of the day. Are you prepared to fuck someone up?
Let's go, champ. Let's go, champ. Yes, I am, brother. Let's go, champ. Yeah, I'm here. I'm happy to be here. Thank you, Logan, for having me. Let's go, champ.
Of course.
Thank you, Spence. Cool. Spence, such a one time. Let's go, champ. Thank you guys for having me on. I'm excited, as you all could probably see. I think my boy is going to knock him out in the first round. Mm. And this is how I feel, because I know we're going to prepare in the best way possible for that. We're going to be so strong. We're going to be so fast. Everything's going to be on point. The manual, he got it.
Yeah, Eddie was talking about the eyes. What did you see in the eyes of the trainer and the fighter?
Well, the trainer never did it, so I can't see much. He just, you know, he never did it.
He goes, Vidal starts talking. Shannon goes, I never heard of him. it's true, though. I'm wondering, I'm like, who is the kid? They don't know what it's like to become any sort of champion, let alone the two-time heavyweight champ of the world. I think people are underestimating when I say I have Shannon Briggs in my corner. 35 years of boxing experience, you don't just get that by winning, Vidal's 1-0?
You got to try to ignore it. You got to try to make it look like it's not, you know, affecting them. But in all reality, people who react that much, it has an effect.
Where are you guys training? How are you doing that?
Training mainly in
dojo.
The dojo.
And you're going like underground for 8 and 10 weeks, are you?
Unreal.
Proper.
Unreal.
We're locked.
You're already ready, champ.
We're locked in, dude.
You're already ready. I kid you not. I kid you not. He already ready for KSI. KSI can only fight one way, and that's coming forward. He coming into nuclear. He coming forward into nuclear. Guess what's going to happen? Explosion. We don't got to do nothing. And just let him come. And when he come, we're going to be ready. 1-2 so hard. When he wake up, ooh.
Yeah.
It's interesting for me.
When he wake up.
For a first-time pro, how does he... You've dealt with other first-time pros, right?
Yes, brother.
How does he rank in terms of the guys you've worked with previously?
Great.
Up there. Yeah.
Think about this. I discovered Badu Jack. Mm. Middleweight, light heavyweight champion of the world. No one ever heard of him. I was in Sweden. I seen him. I said, this guy's a phenomenon. Mm. He's going to be champion. If I see a guy, I can be honest with myself. And the guy say, hey, guy, you got it. Hey, guy, you don't. Now, unless I can sit here and tell you this guy got it, I'm with him, right? You're going to expect me to say that. But I'm keeping it real with you, because if he didn't, I'd just be kind of shut up and not say anything if I was here to collect a check. The guy is talented. I seen him last night. I mean, have no discussion. He did a full split.
Now, we know he can do splits.
Yeah. I didn't know that.
How far I get you in the first round, I don't know.
I can't stretch nothing. I can't even, you know what I'm saying? Like, this man is...
He's athletic.
That's my point, champ.
Shannon, what's it mean when Shannon Briggs puts the stamp of approval on somebody?
For me, I discovered Badu Jack and many others. I'm not going to sit here and tell you, this guy, that guy, they know it. You know what I'm saying? People know. I'm honest, and I'll say this. The man's athletic. And he's a proven success, because he proved in business and life he could be successful. That already gives you an edge up opposed to someone who's not had success. He knows what it's like to make it, right? So guess what he's going to do? He's going to keep that. That's his drive. He's going to be driven. He's athletic. He's strong. Look at him. Look at him. Look how big he is. He's strong. You got like a Klitschko type of guy.
Yeah,
when I see him, I think of Vladimir Klitschko. In his prime, he was dominant. He was able to do... what he had to do was win. He wasn't the greatest looking fighter, but he jabbed you hard. He hit you with a killing right hand, and he clinched you when he had to. You get what I'm saying? And look at this man. He big and strong. KSI got to come to him.
What's he doing weight-wise? What do you walk around at?
200. I'm here. I'm here. When I heard the weight class was 200, I was like, oh, that's sick. I don't have to cut weight.
Okay. Yeah. I was looking a little scrawny today. Didn't he look a little scrawny?
I've seen it.
So what do you do 2 months out without spoiling any you know secrets that you guys have? What do you got in the bag?
Like I said, you know, he got to come to us. And what are you going to do? Learn how to box now? He going to learn how to be Muhammad Ali? Nah, it ain't going to happen in the next 40, 50 days. It ain't going to never happen with him because of his style. He got to come to Logan. Logan going to be waiting with him with a punishing hard jab, knock his teeth out. The right hand, he going to be begging Logan to hit him with a right hand because we putting the right hand in the jab, first of all. It's going to be so hard. His head going to be getting hit. You get me, champ? Yeah. You hear me, Spencer? Yeah, you my boy. You know I'll be serious.
It's freaking
this is
me
my
out,
boy. He know I'm serious. When he come into that jab of, when he come into Logan jab, he going to be like, man, he going to be begging Logan to knock him out with a right hand because the jab going to be so hard. And when the right hand hit him, he going to be wishing he was back in England. Yep. I'm keeping it
right. Shannon, how would you describe the current vibe at the dojo, at the house right now? And more importantly, why do I have to train for that? Like, it feels like the whole camp is getting ready to die on November 9th.
His mother, Pam, everybody's training.
Literally, you had Pam hitting the heavy bag. She was spitting all over the fucking
place. Let's go, champ. Yes.
He's got Pam eating 8,000 calories of meat a day.
Everybody got to train.
She's ready to die if she has to.
We all going to war. Yeah. We not. When he go up those stairs, he going to be, we all going up those stairs. You get me?
Yeah.
We all going up those stairs because we got to win. You get me? This man is a professional fighter now. What YouTube and all that's cool. That's his, you know, he made millions doing. That's what he do. But now he's also a professional fighter, a real fighter. He's following the steps as Muhammad Ali did, Rocky Marciano did, the greats. They went and signed a piece of paper saying, I'm willing to die or kill a man in the ring. Let's go, champ. That's what you do.
One other question for me, you'll have to really look back for a second here and estimate, but how many times over the course of your lifetime do you think you've said, let's go, champ? just an estimate. Ballpark it.
2 billion.
There we go.
That's a lot.
Yeah.
That's a lot.
Hey, do you have to go? Do we have a meeting?
Yeah, let's go.
You got a meeting?
We do. We got to wrap it up.
All right. Yo, thank you, bro.
No, we're pumped. We're really pumped. Yeah. To your earlier question about this ranking against other fights, you know, real boxing fights or whatever, we care about subscribers. We care about like content engagement. You're the king of content engagement, and you're going to drive a shitload of subscribers for us, and that's what we care about.
He's the best ever. He's the best ever.
Give me ammunition.
You're the goat.
Gotcha.
He's the best ever. Right? The goat.
Best ever. Look at him, y'all. Look at him.
We're pumped.
Tickets.
Yes.
Brother, thank
Thanks,
you.
Guys.
Tickets, downloads.
Yeah. Hey, we should have you on for like a full proper podcast.
Thank you, champ. You're the best ever. Thank you, champ. Okay, brother. Do your thing.
Thank you, Shannon. Appreciate you, bro.
Let's go, champ.
Appreciate you, man.
Do you feel a little bit more relaxed now that you're about to walk out of here? Can you take a breather? What are we doing after this? We're going to Summer Rae's birthday party.
Summer Rae, great butt. There we go. Yeah.
You ain't wrong.
I'm not lying. She's a good friend, too.
Happy birthday, Summer. And then we're supposed to go to a fight tonight,
right?
Long
list. Yeah, we were supposed to go to... Ryan Garcia's fight, but Ryan Garcia's not fighting exactly.
So Ryan Garcia's not going to fight at the Ryan Garcia fight?
That's right. Yeah. How did that happen? His opponent's a terrorist?
But that happens to the best of us.
It's happened at least once.
The kid went to, or he got caught and arrested on his way to the weigh-in because he was waving a gun around or something.
See? Yeah.
He's got
just don't do that.
He had some bad men after him and they caught him. And so Ryan's pissed because they're making it look like Ryan wouldn't accept a different fight or something. I don't know. But you can imagine. Put yourself in Ryan's shoes. You train for 8 weeks in a 2-month training camp, 4 hours a day of training, and you go to fight your boy gets arrested.
I got a solution. How sick would it be? Put the ring in the prison.
Prison brawl. I've seen something like that in the movie The Thinning.
Yeah.
Available on YouTube. Starring Logan Paul.
Build an octagon in the prison. There you go.
I'm trying to think what else.
Well, first and foremost, you could buy your tickets right now to the Logan Paul KSI
match.
That's at, by the way, one of the most iconic arenas in the country, the Staples Center.
You're gonna be performing where LeBron, like Kobe, these icons of sports.
Jordan's
have performed. Honestly, how does that feel? Being a kid from Ohio, like has that sat in? And have you processed that yet?
Yeah. I'm just excited to to box where Austin McBroom had his charity event.
Wow.
That's, okay. That's like, all right. You know what I'm saying?
So
that's
it has cool. set in.
Oh, yeah.
That's
yeah.
wild. Yeah. That's
like, I agree with that. Like, you think LeBron, that's cool. That's cool. But Ace family, bro.
They're the Ace family.
Fuck.
It's true, that's, dude.
They're incredible.
They're going to be there, by the way, assuming that DAZN could get them sat, which hopefully they can.
Yeah.
Because it would be a shame if Austin McBroom couldn't sit at the arena that he built with his bare hands. Wow. You seem smoked, yeah?
Not smoked.
Much left in the tank
blood,
today, huh?
Your blood pressure has definitely dropped. Your face is a little red.
I don't know. I'm trying to think of, is there anything else we need to clear up? What did he talk about?
You also said that you're shaving the head, your head before the fight.
I did say that.
Are you going to do that? Is that a real thing?
No.
Okay.
But still, it would be cool if he did, though.
Right.
It'd be dope.
Yeah, man, it was fun. It was fun.
That's what matters, right?
Anything
just having fun.
Anything else you want us to clear up?
What round do you think
he's going down?
What round do I?
Yeah,
I hate,
know that.
Bro, I hate this question.
We already know.
You know what I'm saying? Like, people are like, what round are you going to finish KSI? Like, obviously, like, I'm with my fucking chest out and chin up, I'm going to go round one. But, dog, it's a fight. I've been watching fights my whole life. Anything could happen at any moment. Who fucking knows? Obviously, the intent is round one. And that's what I'm going to go for. And I think I can do it.
And all you got to do is just play your game. You don't even know how to try.
You should probably try.
No, you don't have to try.
Okay.
Just go in the ring, man. Don't try. Okay? That's my advice to you. Yeah, just have fun.
Just have fun. Right,
so. Smile. Dude.
Quick.
You got to look good.
Quick
dude.
Other side note, too. I saw you had some high-profile influencers here today. I saw Tana Mongeau or Tana Paul was here earlier. That must have been exciting for you to meet her.
Yeah, my sister-in-law. So I've actually met her before. I was at their wedding. She was on our podcast, this podcast, before.
Oh.
We've all met her.
Yeah.
We're out of fucking gas, guys. Jake is talking to the head owner of DAZN right now. I hope they strike a deal.
Come on, guys, strike a deal right now.
If not, I'm gonna go back there and make sure my brother gets a bag. Secure the bag on the card. Thank you guys for listening to this episode of Impulsive. We freaking love you. Hit that subscribe button. KSIV Logan Paul, November 9th on the DAZN app. Link for that will be in the description. Also, tickets are on sale. If you live in LA, I want to see you there. If you live in LA and I don't see you there, you're dead to me. Mm. All right. We love you guys. Peace.
Traffic jams, tailgating, pileups. Ugh, the joys of driving. How could it get worse? The federal government wants to have a say in what you drive. That's right. The Biden administration's EPA is pushing mandates that would ban 2 out of every 3 vehicles on the road today. Don't let Washington become your backseat driver. Protect the freedom of driving your way. Visit EnergyCitizens.org. Paid for by the American Petroleum Institute.